The performing arts group Shenyun has been accused of forced child labor in a lawsuit filed by two former dancers. The dance company firmly denies the allegations. Meanwhile, the dancers spoke to NPR's Juliana Kim about their time at Shenyun and the experiences that led to the lawsuit.
Shenyun has performed on some of the world's most prestigious stages, like New York's Lincoln Center and Washington, D.C.'s Kennedy Center. The company says over 1 million people watch its shows each year, amazed by the colorful and synchronized performances. But for two former dancers, Cheng Qingling and Sun Zan, Shenyun brings painful memories, their lawsuit alleges, of being isolated from their families, having to perform while injured, and being physically and psychologically abused. Here's Cheng.
I was in such a survival mode that I was focused on not passing out in class. Oh, thank God, at least I'm not the one that's being hit this time. Oh, thank God, I'm not being verbally abused this time.
She left her family in New Zealand and moved to New York to join Shenyun in 2010 when she was just 13. Dance was never her dream, but she wanted to make her mother proud. At the time, her mother was a devoted follower of Falun Gong, a spiritual movement founded by the same man who leads Shenyun. Meanwhile, Sun joined the dance company in 2008 at age 15. The lawsuit described how at one point early in his training, the instructors forced Sun into a side split, causing internal bleeding and several tears to his leg muscles. Sun told NPR he's still recovering from the physical and emotional toll of his childhood.
You think you can kind of run away from this, but you actually can't. You know, you're so hurt and so damaged.
Back in November, a similar complaint accusing the company of abuse was filed by another former dancer. Both lawsuits came after a sweeping New York Times investigation looking into the Shenyun enterprise and its treatment of young performers. When I asked Sun why he wanted to pursue legal action after all these years, he said this.
I just wanted to be the person that should have been there when I was a kid.
Shenyun says its success depends on keeping dancers healthy, and they ensure their performers have access to medical care during both rehearsals and on tour. The company also argues that it's been under attack by the Chinese Communist Party for decades through harassment and disinformation because its performances are centered around Chinese culture before communism. Juliana Kim, NPR News.